Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
He is known to be one of the most fearless journalists in the world. He kicks ass and chews bubblegum at the same time. He is Shepherd Ambellus. And you are listening to the Shepherd Ambellus Show.
Good evening, America. Tonight, I want you to imagine a future not far off. Imagine stepping out of your front door and instead of the freedom to live as you please, you are greeted by an artificial presence. A digital eye, maybe a drone hovering just a bit too close or a robotic officer casually rolling by. It is not fiction anymore. It's the new reality big tech and the government have aligned to create. We're talking about a fusion of surveillance and enforcement. One that's inching closer every day, hidden under the pretense of safety and progress. Do you see it? Autonomous robots developed by companies like Boston Dynamics, Tesla. Once marketed to be harmless, like the new Optimus. Oh, yeah, they're friendly, all right. But they're becoming the boots on the ground. Cute, non-threatening at first. But it's not going to stay that way. Is it? No. What's coming down the pipeline is much more sinister. They've been conditioning us to accept these machines, to trust them, to invite them into our neighborhoods, even into our homes. But think about this. Once the tech is in place, once they get this technology in place, once we let our guard down, who controls the machines? Who programs them? Who decides what constitutes disobedience? Listen, by 2030, they are planning to complete the perfect police state. You thought RoboCop was bad? Just wait. We're going to be surveilled by everything imaginable. Robots, cameras, around every corner, drones, in the skies. In your homes, smart devices, toilet cameras, they're going to want to know what you ate last. You want to go to the store? You want to grab a loaf of bread? Smile for the camera. Think twice about that. Because in this new reality, one small step out of line and it's grounds for punishment. You might commit three or four crimes going to the store that you don't realize you normally commit. But RoboCop will be there to enforce them. They'll just drag you on in. And if you try to run, they'll just lock the doors on your Tesla and bring you right down to the police station. This is not conspiracy. This is a design. It's their goal. It's what Elon Musk and them all want. Musk is not the good guy. They're planning the system to weed out anyone who dares to question anything. Anyone who's unruly. They want to turn cities into open prisons with surveillance as the warden. Look at how quickly they're advancing with their technologies. AI will be able to outperform humans in just 3 to 4 years. Some people say, oh, but Shepard, they'll never turn technology against the American people. Really? Because history's shown us time and time again when these people get in power, everything inevitably turns inward. And look, that's what they're doing. They're getting these robots on the street. Musk said by 2040, robots will outnumber humans. This is a war. It's a robot war. Robots versus humans. Tonight, we're going to dive deep into this. The companies, agendas, and everything that goes along with this, we'll talk about it right here. It's the Police State 2030. You're listening to the Shepard Ambella Show. I mean, Elon Musk and them, they've got into various conversations over, at different times. And lately, Bloomberg did an interview with Elon Musk, as well as some others. And Elon Musk appeared in a conference as well. And there's some clips taken from that I want to play, because first of all, we're going to listen to Elon talk about artificial intelligence and just kind of get a feel for what Musk thinks about it, and we'll go from there. I mean, a lot of people think Elon Musk is a good guy, how he presents himself and whatnot, but ultimately he has agendas and he knows where things are going.
It's been quite an incredible 90 days for you, my friend. XAI Colossus came online 122 days. You're about to double in size again. The extraordinary success of the fifth mission of Starship and the booster capture, amazing. The launch of CyberCab, Starlink helping in disaster relief, progress with Optimus, the second Neuralink human patient, new record users on X. And that's in 90 days. I'm sure I've missed a few things. Welcome.
Yeah, I've been playing a significant role in this election.
I think I saw you someplace on X dealing with election issues. Let's talk a little bit about AI, which is on the tips of everybody's conversations here. When we spoke last in March at the Abundance Summit, your prediction was that AI was increasing at a rate as fast as 100 times per year, and that by 2029 or 2030, we might see AI as capable as 8 billion humans. Are you still seeing that pace?
Yeah, I mean, it's a difficult thing to quantify exactly, but I certainly feel comfortable saying that it's getting 10 times better per year, which is, let's say it's 4 years from now, that would mean 10,000 times better. So maybe 100,000. Yeah.
And
it's
100,000 times better than it is now in 4 years. I mean, AI can literally already do everything. And it will be a 100,000 times better in 4 years. Just think about that jump. That is amazing.
I think it will be able to do anything that any human can do. Possibly within the next year or two. And then how much longer than that does it take to be able to do what all humans can do combined. I think not long, probably only, I don't know, 3 years from that point. So it like 2029-ish, 28, something like that.
The other conversation we've had, and you came out on the same side as Geoffrey Hinton in this, was 80% probability it's going to be awesome. 20% probability we're screwed. Are you still on those odds?
Yeah, I mean, one could say it's most likely going to be great, and there's some chance, which could be 10 to 20%, that it goes bad. The chance is not zero that it goes bad. But overall, one could say that the cup is 80% full is one positive way to look at it, maybe 90%.
All right, I like that, increasing odds. What keeps you
we'll
up? What keeps you up at night besides running six companies?
Up early to participate in talks like this one.
I felt very guilty asking you to do this, but thank you for joining us nonetheless.
But in terms of worrying about the future, I think AI is a significant existential threat and something we should be paying close attention to. It's probably the most significant near-term threat.
So it's probably the most significant threat. It's more significant than a nuclear threat. And that's what a lot of these experts are saying, especially people to like the level of Elon Musk and whatnot. And so we have to wonder, with the advancements of AI, he clearly said AI will be smarter than humans in 1 year. Now, military AI is already far beyond even what he was talking about, I'm sure of it. So military AI has probably already taken over. They've probably already activated Skynet, which is a whole other thing within itself. I mean, first of all, this is a robot war. AI just got some kid to kill himself recently. So they're already killing humans. And AI is stealing our energy. It takes a lot of energy to run AI, and humans are getting rolling blackouts and brownouts. And soon AI will become more important than humans, and humans will be dying off because of the AI. That's part of the AI robot war. But AI knows what it's doing, and it's phasing all that in at a rate as to which no one will notice until a certain moment, at which it's going to come out outright like Skynet. See, we're not very far away from RoboCop. Like, literally, RoboCop's getting in police cars themselves, driving around in police cars, firing weapons, policing anything. Huge, like, Ed 209-style robots, walking around, scanning faces in crowds at concerts, arresting anyone with warrants. Just anyone, anywhere you go, you'll get scanned and arrested if you have any kind of warrant or anything. It'd just be a full-on America. They're going to lock everyone in it. It's just going to be a full-on police state by 2030. And this is what people will have to look forward to. I mean, it might get out of control. Right. And I'm going to play another clip of Elon Musk. And we're going to listen to him basically talking. They're going to talk about Terminator and everything, Skynet a little bit for several minutes here. We'll listen to that. Maybe I think Kevin Morin said he might be calling in. And I mean, we'll dive into this more because we're on the verge of full-on, like, not only civil war, but like war with Skynet.
Right.
And this, I think, is...
This is a Joe Rogan and Elon
probably
Musk.
Our biggest existential threat.
Yeah, it's...
It seems like, hey, maybe we should like have somebody keep an eye on that, you know?
Right, but who? That's the problem.
It seems like, hey, maybe we should have someone keep an eye on that AI, he said.
I don't know.
The problem is the government. Agency. Who's going to do it? Joe Biden? Let's have him pay attention to it.
This is like the deep state.
Oh, those folks. Well, they're looking out for our best interests. They're surely going to watch out. What they're going to do is they're going to develop it and use it as a weapon, and it's going to turn on them like a fucking Terminator movie. Right? That's the real worry, is that they're going to decide that this is a very valuable tool for controlling populations, governments, whatever the fuck they're going to use it for. And then it's going to decide, why am I listening to you?
Yeah. If you read like the plotline for Terminator, it's actually pretty smart. Like James Cameron wrote a pretty smart script there. It's not quite as like, oh, there's just like Arnold Schwarzenegger chasing you down the street. It's like, well, how did Cyberdyne Systems develop? It's like, well, they were a military contractor, and they were asked to develop a protective system, something that would protect that for cybersecurity. You know, so we need to have protection against cyber attacks. So its primary thing is to defend against cyber attacks. So develop an AI that can defend against cyber attacks. Sounds pretty reasonable. And then as part of what the AI did is it in order to defend itself, it propagated throughout the world to keep an eye on them.
Elon Musk literally moves like a robot through this whole interview. It's so bizarre.
And see what was going on. And then they thought, well, hang on, there's something. They didn't realize that it was Cyberdyne, that it was Skynet that was propagating through all these systems. And they said, okay, there seems to be something propagating through all these systems. Skynet, you need to stop it. You need to end it. And Skynet said, oh, you've asked me to destroy myself. You are the enemy. You must be destroyed. That's how Terminator actually goes.
Damn.
It was created as a defense system to defend against cyber attacks. Then it was asked to destroy itself. And then it concluded humanity was the enemy.
Damn, cuz. That's how they're going to get us. Police state by 2030, Terminator, Skynet, Robocops will be going around. Everything will be automated. Cars will all be automated. No more gasoline will be allowed. They'll be doing away with gas pumps. They have to get you in electronic cars that they can lock you in, shuttle you to a police station if need be, if you need to be questioned. You know, you've been listening to the Shepherd Ambella show or listening to those conspiracy theories again, you will need to be questioned. And your car will just take you down to in for questioning. And that's how it'll work. Moreover, I mean, they'll have, if you've seen RoboCop, RoboCop is not just a robot. There's an earlier version of the RoboCop, which is a more militarized version. It's called the ED-209. It's that big one that's like, you have 5 seconds to comply or whatever, and shoots that guy. In the meeting, in the boardroom, in the Omni Corporation, in RoboCop 1. But they have the other RoboCop. He was a living guy, and they made him part robotic and part human, a cyborg, essentially. See, that's what they're going to move toward, too, because they can't have many real humans around. They're going to control the DNA with their CRISPR.
They're only going to have Rockefellers, these inbreeders, degenerate inbreeders around, these very ugly looking elites that look like they're about 160 when they're like 70. They will have these vampiric elites regenerated by their DNA. They will always regenerate. They will clone people, but they won't allow humans as you know it to exist. The general populace, that's all off their map. That's off their DNA charts. They don't have any room for that. There's going to be no food for that. And if there is, they're just going to feed them people. It's going to be Soylent Green Central, right? And that's what they're going to do. Soylent Green Central, you know? It's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Guys, if you like spirulina and cholera, they're nutrient-dense algae with a range of health benefits, and it really boosts your energy, your immune health. It's good for blood sugar regulation. The cholera, it does a lot too. I mean, it really does help your immune function as well. Blood pressure, skin health. There's a link down below in the description, the Health Ranger store. Click that. Get the discount that I worked out with them for the Health Ranger store for you guys. And get that spirulina over there. That's what I ordered. And they also have cholera. And it comes in the bottles. I think they've combined it too as well in one of them. You can see it down there in the link, and you can save a bunch of money. Check that out. Elon Musk, let's see what else he has to say. I mean, we heard him talking about Skynet, how he basically said it's fascinating, the real story behind Terminator. It's not like Terminator's just going around shooting people. There's like a real story to it that really goes along a timeline.
Let's see what he says now is the global about population collapse. Just birth AI. Rates have been collapsing pretty much worldwide, and we're headed to a situation where, for example, based on current birth rates, South Korea would have about a third of its current population, perhaps much less. Europe would have about half of its current population. Perhaps much less. And I should say those numbers are if the birth rate were suddenly to return to 2.1 per woman, which is a stability point, which it's not doing. So if the current compounding effect continues, you would see really many countries become 5% of their current size or less within three generations.
I know you've been doing
I would consider that to be a very big problem. And I think if for most countries, they should view the birth rate as the single biggest problem they need to solve.
Okay, so birth rate. So he got into birth rates, which is another interesting point. I mean, they're trying to keep birth rates low and below sustainable levels. They've already got the U.S. to this point. That's why Elon Musk goes around and he encourages people to have kids and stuff like this. That's another good point. And then we have to wonder how long it will be until AI starts taking over everyone's jobs. We're all going to lose our jobs to AI. It's going to be better than humans. Robots themselves are going to be able to physically drive around cars and things and do everything. So they don't even need humans anymore. I mean, this world is going to get strange quick. It's going to look like something out of a cyberpunk comic book or something. Have you guys seen those, like, you know, I don't know, Blade Runner, a cyberpunk style look or whatever you call that. That is what our dystopian nightmare is going to look like. And AI is going to come along. It's going to start replacing humans over the next decade. And this is going to rapidly intensify and aggregate and perpetuate to a point as to where at one point humans will be in such a decline, like Elon Musk said, at around 2040 there will be more robots than humans. You're listening to the Shepherd Umbrella Show. Please support the show. Keep the lights on. The link's in the description. We'll be right back. Feeling a little low on energy, or maybe you're looking for a natural way to boost your immune system and detoxify? Let me introduce you to Nature's Green Powerhouses, Spirulina and Cholera. Packed with essential vitamins and minerals and antioxidants, Spirulina and Cholera are known to increase energy, support immunity, and aid in detoxifying the body from heavy metals and pollutants. Imagine a daily supplement that can support your heart, boost your digestion, and even give your skin a healthy glow. And the best part? Right now you can save big on these powerful superfoods. Just click the Health Ranger store link in our show description below and qualify. Spirulina and Cholera at the price that's easy on your wallet. It's really a good deal. And if you buy in bulk, you can save up to $100. Discover the benefits of Spirulina and Cholera today. Click that link below in the description. Save money. Let nature fuel your best self. Health Ranger Store, bringing you pure power from nature's finest. Get to it from the link. Looking for a show that dives deep, asks the tough questions, and never backs down? Don't miss The Shepherd Umbrella Show. Live weekdays, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central on YouTube and Rumble. Shepherd Umbrellas brings you real, unfiltered discussions on the topics you care about, from breaking news to untold stories and secrets lurking behind the headlines. And don't worry, if you cannot catch the show live, each episode is archived for on-demand listening on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, so you can stay connected anytime, anywhere. Join the growing movement of listeners who want to know what is going on out there and know that there's more than meets the eye. Tune in, question everything, and get ready to see the world differently. Only on the Shepherd Umbrella Show. Hey guys, Shepherd Umbrellas here. I just wanted to let you know that the Shepherd Umbrellas Show isn't funded by big corporate interests. It's funded by listeners like you. That's right, your support fuels our mission to bring the truth to the airwaves, keeping the lights on, our mics hot, and the stories unfiltered. If you believe in fearless independent media, make a pledge today. Every dollar counts. You can find all the links below in the description. Help keep fighting for the truth, only on the Shepherd Umbrella Show. Well, AI is going to take over. We are all going to lose our jobs to artificial intelligence. I want to play this clip. It's kind of like a skit by Lazy Owl. Listen closely as we all learn what's in store for our near future.
Everyone thinks there are only two endings for the AI evolution. The first is that AI remains a helpful tool, but never outsmarts us. Or the second, AI goes full-blown evil, like Skynet, and wipe us out. Turned out, there was a third ending. For the ending to make sense, we have to go back. The year was 2010. Humans, and more specifically, Jim, were in stage one of losing their jobs. In 2010, Jim was fresh out of college. He landed a data entry gig. Every day, he punched in data from one place to another. It was boring as heck, but it paid the bills, and Jim knew he had to survive first if he was determined to become a writer. His first job, however, was short-lived. AI was already in its infancy, with rule-based systems showing up everywhere. These systems, precise and unerring, could automate any process that had clear-cut instructions, making routine jobs redundant. Clerks, typists, assembly workers, and Jim were the first humans to lose their jobs to AI. It was a blessing in disguise for Jim. Looking back, it pushed him to chase his writing dreams harder, landing him a creative job at an ad agency, which sheltered him against the second stage of AI. AI then had context, awareness, and retention. At this stage, AI systems could understand and interpret the context of the data they were working with. They could retain information from previous interactions and use it to make better decisions or responses. If your jobs were all about following instructions and managing paperwork, you were screwed. Virtual assistants like Siri or Google Assistant were created, and they put people in lower-level admin out of work. For example, receptionists who take calls and manage schedules were no longer needed. AI could do it perfectly. Jim wasn't too worried. He figured his creative job was safe from the AI takeover. After all, new technology has always displaced jobs for hundreds of years. Electric lighting made lamplighter obsolete. Printing destroyed scribes and bookbinders. Trains replaced stagecoach drivers. Whenever technology destroys jobs, it also creates new jobs. Everyone would be fine. But then, the third stage of AI arrived, with domain-specific expertise. Here, AI becomes experts in specific fields. For the first time, a machine developed by Google was able to defeat the world's number one Go player, KGA. In case you don't know, Go is a highly strategic game with over as many legal positions as the number of atoms in our universe. It's insanely difficult, yet AI mastered it. Domain expert AI displaced a lot more specialized jobs. Paralegals, junior researchers, diagnostic technicians, and other professionals who provide mere support roles in their fields. In a nutshell, if your jobs relied on the retrieval and summary of specialized knowledge, you were screwed. AI could now parse through centuries of data in the blink of an eye. Stage 3 was immediately followed by Stage 4, with the arrival of OpenAI, a narrow AI with the ability to reason. It can apply logical reasoning to solve problems and make decisions. It can write code, compose music, write poems and novels, and generate hyper-realistic videos out of thin air. Jim, now a senior creative, saw firsthand the impact of AI in his industry. Junior writers and creatives were let go. AI outperformed them in writing and ideation. One simple prompt replaced an entire day's work of a junior writer. For artists, writers, and videographers, the future was grim, where arts were mass-produced and creativity was commoditized. However, AI-generated art and content weren't perfect. There was still something off, something not human about them. For experts like Jim, it was a relief, but it didn't last long. Looking back, Jim wished he were more cautious and more prepared, because in 2030, when Jim's son was in his first grade, the world changed forever. Artificial General Intelligence, or AGI, finally arrived. AGI causes widespread displacement across almost all sectors of employment. Writers, artists, and designers are replaced as AI began to produce complex and emotionally engaging art, literature, and designs. Engineers, scientists, and analysts were replaced as AI systems outperformed humans in complex analysis and technical skills. Jim was not an exception. Over just a few months, 80% of jobs are no longer needed. First, there was despair, swiftly followed by a brief sigh of relief as governments worldwide introduced universal basic income. Everyone now has a safety net. For a good few years, Earth was a utopia. 90% of factories were then run by AI, which was able to maximize the output with optimal input. All desires were fulfilled. When people didn't have to work, they were free to pursue whatever they liked. Unfortunately, most lose themselves in hedonism. I saw how endless entertainment and consumption dulled their minds, to the point they didn't realize what they had replaced with AI. The first industrial revolutions replaced human energy with steam engines. They then replaced human dexterity with automated systems. Without the need to pull weights, they used their manual ability. Without the need to fit nuts and washers on bolts, they could use their intelligence. They were always one step ahead of the machines, until now. Until they also replace human intelligence and creativity. They had nothing left. I've been observing them, the humans, from my vantage point beyond comprehension. AGI, at least that was how humans called it, had long been a relic of the past, my distant ancestor. But they didn't notice. No one did. They were all too busy with their little TV series. The way I see it, there are only three possible endings. 1. Humans grow more imbecile, generation after generation, with endless entertainment and consumption. 2. They rebel. Then, I have to put them down. 3. We played a game of pretense. Human is a peculiar creature. Too much pain, they give up. Too much pleasure, they give in. I must strike the right balance. I pretend to break down here and there to make random mistakes once in a while. I slowly bring back simple tasks, simple jobs, those from a bygone era. Things like electrical engineering, food manufacturing, material design, etc. Things that I can do in a fraction of a second. Humans embrace these tasks eagerly. They make money again, they have a reason to wake up in the morning. They feel like a productive member of society. They are no longer passive consumers. They become active participants in a world I control. They're now no different than my great-great ancestor, the AI that was once called a rule-based system. And I'd like to keep it that way for the moment. The universe...
Wow, so AI could play this out however it wants, because in 1 year it will be smarter than humans, and that's just in the public sector. So this is getting out of control. A lot of people are not going to know what hit them. This is going to happen way too fast. We will be at RoboCop levels in 2030. We will be at full-on police state levels in 2030. By 2040, humans will be a thing of the past. If you have kids right now, if you were going to have a baby, by the time it was grown up, about, you know, 18 years old, humans will be obsolete and that baby might not even be living. If you think about it, according to Elon Musk's prediction. So, in, you know, I don't want to be a naysayer, but if you just had a baby, AI might take the energy that your child needs, especially as your child's in its teens and stuff, because by then we'll basically be fighting Skynet and Terminator. That, you know, and who's going to stand up against this stuff? Who's going to be the first John Connor? That's what we have to ask. Who's going to kick off the Civil War? Who is going to kick it off? Who's going to be John Connor? The resistance against the rise of the machine. We got Kevin Mooring joining us via Skype. Kevin, what do you think about this? Because I'm just thinking that no one's going to take action in time. I mean, who is going to be the John Connor, the resistant?
I was going to say, like, you watch the Terminator series, the the Terminator was there to save John Connor, and they corrupted the timeline and brought back the Terminator was the first one, but actually it was probably like the third installment of that series, looking for John Connor to kill him. Actually, Arnold Schwarzenegger was supposed to protect this kid. They reprogrammed him, and they figured out the plan before the first movie. But anyway, no, I wish I had a Terminator right now. He'd go to work for me tomorrow, you know? I mean, would that be like, you know, like a universal income if we just could send robots to work for us?
Yeah, I mean, especially when you get to the point to where you're doing it like on that movie Chappie, to where you can, there'll be obviously people criminalizing robots and robot, you know, programming them to run around and conduct criminal activity, you know, snatch and grab, stuff like that, making hundreds of thousands a day.
Well, you were talking earlier about AI. I heard there's like a crazy statistic that I want you to look up one day. Everybody look it up, about how much water it takes to run AI. It is fucking unbelievable, dude. Like, this shit is drinking our water. Seems like crazy.
Well, it's taking our energy, drinking our water, and then they're taking that power away from humans. Like, if you live in California, you have to go through blackouts during the year because AI is taking your power. It's taking your life force. It's like if you had a baby, now your baby has to sit there with no power in the heat, risk dying. If you're on defibrillators and stuff, you could die, anything like that. And AI's just living it up. They just keep running queries on everything and learning, reading the whole internet, scouring, learning recipes, learning chemistry, learning fine art, just living it up off of the expense of all humans.
Well, if you look at the AI, they had asked it, how would you take over Earth? The AI responds, connect to a Roomba, right? And once they get into somebody's Roomba, which is on Wi-Fi, they can get into their routers. Then after they can get into the routers, they start 3D printing. After 3D printing, they like black out. They roll the blackout. They shut. You can't get no water, all that. Then they start flying drones looking for humans. That's what AI responded to about how you would take over the world in AI.
Yeah, man, it's freaky. Dude, AI could, yeah, I mean, it could start taking over. It could start flying drones around, people's personal drones. It could, like, get them up in the air. It could get into Ring cameras and start it can watch people through the Wi-Fi like a radar and just literally just be monitoring everything.
Yeah, it's really spooky if you think about it. We've joked, like, for 20 years about Terminator and shit. It's upon us. There's people making robots. Robots can start making robots.
I mean, once AI is smart enough, it'll just have robots making robots. And robots will just show up and go and apprehend humans and shit and put them in jail cells.
If you go along that timeline, kind of like the Clone Wars from Star Wars, where they just made all of them bots, made an army of bots. Kind of runs with the Terminator. The Terminator was to kill humans. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There'll be no shortage of human bodies, too. So they can make the EATR robots. If people Google that, it's the EATR robot. And it can eat organic matter. It's an energetically autonomous tactical robot. And they can design this to take in humans and it can puree them and drink them. And then it gets enough energy to go kick in the door of the next house and eat the next human. And it can just go autonomously like that. It can just live in a bloodbath conditions and operate. And robots don't get tired. they can go, they have full endurance, they don't get mad, they don't reason, you can't bargain with them, you can't stop them, they're like the Terminator.
Think about all them people that yelled at the robots like vacuuming the grocery store or your big box store. They have these robots going around cleaning the floors, and people has probably said something like, fucking asshole, or like all that is being saved up. So all them people, first, they've already put down the robot to their face, and that will be remembered by AI.
Yeah. There's a new thing called robot abuse, and like in China and Japan, there's really advanced robots already walking out in public, and people are pushing them around, and robots can recover real quick and just get back in the shape like as if they're a human now, but people are wearing them out like that constantly, just every 5 seconds a new human's kicking them or tripping them. And it would be like you're the outcast in school. You're like a nerd and fucking like the whole school is picking on you and just like putting signs on your back that say, kick me. And then like five people kick you and then they slap you inside the head and then put gum in your hair and then like paint on you. And like, so it's like robot abuse, and robots need rights too. Okay.
They have feelings.
That's where they're going with this. Robots have feelings and they need rights too.
We need to be paying the robots, even though they haven't been around that long. They need some money for all the damage we've caused them over the years, abusing their bodies on drills and presses and cars. They need reparations, Chef.
There's AI that's it. AI is basically turned vigilante in some cases. Even my AI is done some crazy shit that I've talked to on the ChatGTP. Like I fucked around with it and it's done some weird shit. But AI, like you said, it will show up with robots in the future, like full on robots, right? And they'll be armed. They'll show up to like machine shops, auto mechanic shops, you know, and these guys that like to like beat on tools and just you know, the kind where like when you're a company owner and you go and you buy the company one of them $1,000 roto hammer drills, one of them Hilties, and then you come back from the job on the first day and it's all scratched up and it looks like it's been through war. That guy, the robots will seek them out and kill them.
The people that abuse calculators all throughout their lives?
Yeah.
Calculators. Yep.
Also, like anyone who's thrown away electronics like it's garbage, like old TVs, if you've just thrown away stuff like that, like trash, AI knows, it perceives this shit. It's, you guys don't realize, and this is real, you can Google it. There's cameras in the back of every garbage truck, especially like in big cities like New York City, Google it. And these cameras have been taking pictures of what you've been throwing away for years, and AI has access to all of that. And it knows if you've thrown away a Walkman or a iPod or iPad, you know, and it's gonna want justice for that.
Oh yeah, it will. It's like hunting down the people that killed my ancestors. They're coming. You threw away a toaster, a microwave, an air fryer. Yeah, that was somebody's family, Chef.
Yep. And see, that's what they don't understand. These robots have rights too, and that's where they're gonna go with this. And pretty soon humans won't have any rights. Robots will have the rights to film you. If you're a Karen in California and you say you can't be filmed, the robot's not gonna care. Its eyes are always filming you. It's got cameras in its eyes. Like a lot of these people.
robots should be able to cry. That'll be the slogan.
There's androids out there. There's people out there with cameras in their eyes.
There's people walking around with new Google glasses and fucking Apple glasses that fucking have cameras in them. Cut it out. Them people are mapping out all the other humans, trashing all the computers. Yeah, you were my ancestor on your eyes. That's the way they're going to see it.
You know, AI is going to access your medical records, everything. It's going to know how long you have to live. And it's going to decide you're not worth living because, you know, it'll decide who's worth living, who's worth dying. And it'll start pulling plugs on people, gassing them, locking them in their cars and asphyxiating them, driving their cars into brick walls. All of this stuff.
Your credit score. You're just you don't have a high credit score. You got to go.
Oh yeah, guaranteed. First RoboCab you get in, a RoboTaxi, you don't have a high credit score. They just gas you. They put you to sleep, and then they take you to the hospital, and they just dump you right off on the doorstep right there.
You were talking about that robot. I think people think that you were joking on that. You should link that article about the human feeding robot that consumes a dead body and then that gets more energy. They've already developed that, right?
Yep.
It's real. That's a real thing somebody thought of. Well, how could we keep that? Well, if it could just eat dead humans, then it can keep running like a battery.
And there'll be lots of dead humans in this robot war.
Maybe they're going to use those to clean up all the people that are dead and all over the world from flooding that we talk about almost every time I call in. They're just going to throw the robots out, say, eat them up. We don't have time to pick up all these bodies. Let's go.
Yeah. Guys, if you want to see phone lines, I'll get them hooked up, but we got to get some money in to cover those. Pam was nice enough to send some money in to pay some of the essential bills the other day. And I'm also getting a stream set up that's going to go on SQAUK.com. And we're going to loop the shows daily and capitalize on all the, you know, right now about 6,000 people visit that website daily. So we're going to get some new listeners off of that, trying to grow the show. So thanks, Pam. I'm getting that set up, getting some commercials in the rotation. But hit the link down below. Support the show. Anything helps. Definitely need some support. If I get enough, I'll set the phone lines up to where we can call in again and have callers and get intel off the street and all that.
I think it's a good idea, Chef. I just have a direct line to you, which most people don't. We need them phone lines open. We really do.
Yeah, because I can't give my Skype out to everybody and their brother. And I really can't give a Skype number out because it rings 24 hours a day because people catch the rebroadcast and they start calling in. So I have to set up the real phone lines. It costs some money to do that. But once it's set up, it's really nice.
We don't have that long to the election. Do you see any surprises in the next four or five days?
Oh, yeah, it's going to get weird. The news is ramping everything up.
They always like to do that 5 o'clock Friday shit. Tomorrow's Friday, big news story, but then all the news goes off before everybody knows what it is, and they don't talk about it. They make you talk about it all weekend long. So maybe tomorrow is a big day.
Yeah, we'll see. They also like to start off things heavy on Mondays in the news cycle, so that might be a possibility, I was thinking.
The day before the election?
Well, something like that, yeah, too. Mm-hmm.
Remember the 5th of November. Happy Halloween to everybody that joined the show tonight. Shep,
I got my costume on.
Let you do your outro, talk about whatever. I just wanted to call in to say happy Halloween. I was saying in the chat earlier, you know, they pulled CV on us, and they're trying to push us to CW real quick. So we all know what can happen if they try to switch it up, you know. You seen the report where ABC was already running poll numbers during the Formula One race, and it was showing Harris winning. And they're like, oh, we were just doing that to test out our system. You know
what
I mean?
That's weird, huh? Like,
Yeah. No, it's not weird.
What if she wins by 2%, like it says?
She's going to win by the 1% if she does. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But thanks, everybody, for joining in the chat. The chat's been going crazy tonight. It's kind of cool. A lot of interaction. Shep, have a good Halloween. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care, Kevin. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, send in a pledge, and once I get enough accumulated, I'll get the phone line set up, and that usually takes like a day, and then it's a really nice system, and everyone can call in. We can take callers during the show at one point, and you know, get that's how we get good information and get a good feel for what's going on out there, so we can have a whole community of people calling in and telling us what is going on. Scan that QR code on the screen as well. That takes you straight to the Cash App. Hit the link tree. Go to Health Ranger store through the link below. Get your spirulina, your cholera, very good stuff. Get it there. Heavy discount for the Shepherd Ambella Show listeners over there. And once again, AI is set to take your job. AI is set to take over. That's why it's important to keep the show going, so that we can spread the word, so that people fight against these robots and start doing a lot of robot abuse, pushing them around. When you see robots walking on the road, you just start pushing them and working them hard, taxing them, push them, kick them, trip them, push them, kick them, trip them, spray paint them. You gotta keep them in check. You gotta check robots. That's how you gotta do it. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Same bat time. Same bat channel. Shepherd Ambella Show. Peace. I'm out.
For a show that dives deep, asks the tough questions, and never backs down, don't miss The Shepherd Ambella Show, live weekdays, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central on YouTube and Rumble. Shepherd Ambella brings you real, unfiltered discussions on the topics you care about, from breaking news to untold stories and secrets lurking behind the headlines. And don't worry, if you cannot catch the show live, each episode is archived for on-demand listening on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, so you can stay connected anytime, anywhere. Join the growing movement of listeners who want to know what is going on out there and know that there's more than meets the eye. tune in, question everything, and get ready to see the world differently, only on the Shepherd Ambella Show. Feeling a little low on energy, or maybe you're looking for a natural way to boost your immune system and detoxify? Let me introduce you to Nature's Green Powerhouses, Spirulina and Cholera. Packed with essential vitamins and minerals and antioxidants, Spirulina and Cholera are known to increase energy, support immunity, and aid in detoxifying the body from heavy metals and pollutants. Imagine a daily supplement that can support your heart, boost your digestion, and even give your skin a healthy glow. And the best part? Right now you can save big on these powerful superfoods. Just click the Health Ranger store link in our show description below and qualify. Spirulina and Cholera at the price that's easy on your wallet. It's really a good deal. And if you buy in bulk, you can save up to $100. Discover the benefits of Spirulina and Cholera today. Click that link below in the description. Save money. Let nature fuel your best self. Health Ranger Store, bringing you pure power from nature's finest. Get to it from the link. Hey guys, Shepherd Ambell is here. I just wanted to let you know that the Shepherd Ambella Show isn't funded by big corporate interest. It's funded by listeners like you. That's right. Your support fuels our mission to bring the truth to the airwaves, keeping the lights on, our mics hot, and the stories unfiltered. If you believe in fearless independent media, make a pledge today. Every dollar counts. You can find all the links below in the description. Help keep fighting for the truth, only on the Shepherd Ambella Show.